What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
We're going to be talking about 911 here in a couple of different ways. But first, I want to play you this terrifying clip from a four-year-old calling 911.
I called County 911.
No, I called
it.
Oh, yeah. Hello?
This is Racine County 911. What's the address of your emergency?
My mommy is being mad.
Okay. What's going on?
Hello? Come and get my mommy.
Okay, what's going on?
Come get my mommy.
Do you know your... Hi, what's going on over there?
Oh, this little one got the phone and... He's four.
Okay.
And we're trying to catch him because he said he was going to call 911.
No, I got in the face. I just called the bully and I just told her to come and get my mommy. And I just told her and I just had to get my mommy and I just told her to put her to jail. So leave me alone.
I ate his ice cream, so that's probably why he's calling 911.
Okay, so you don't need police, fire, or rescue?
No.
So he calls 911 because mommy took the ice cream and he wants his mom to go to jail. But police, they have to show up.
They did.
They get a call, so they show up.
Oh, it's the police. They came for real.
Yeah, we have to just come check, make sure everything's okay.
What'd you do?
Did you call the police?
Yeah.
Why?
I told my mommy to go to jail. I didn't get ice cream.
So is that why you're upset?
Yeah, that's why I didn't get no ice cream.
It's so hard to yell at them?
Police, yeah.
So no calling 911 unless it's a real emergency, okay?
So, these kids are advanced, man.
Yeah, they are.
Amanda's kid, who's what, 4.5 years old, grabbed her phone the other day and she thought he was just like watching some YouTube videos or something, goes on Amazon and orders himself a kid's book.
That's a smart kid. A shout out to the police. They showed up the next day with ice cream.
Did they?
They did.
They brought
sweet.
Ice cream with blue sprinkles on top for the kid.
How are you going to reward that kind of behavior?
I kind of thought the same thing.
Don't touch people's ice cream.
Take the kid to jail. All right, another reason you might not be able to call 911 here on the cops
is because I actually had an episode of my podcast, The Breakup Breakdown, this week where the girlfriend of somebody's lover threatened to call the cops on her, which is pretty crazy. And it's actually really a story that came full circle because in the beginning of the story, she talked about how she had just left a relationship where she had gotten cheated on. She was married for like 10 years. They had kids together and they ended up breaking up. And she always blamed the other woman. And it wasn't much longer until she would eventually become the other woman unwittingly. So the story starts off with her talking about getting on the dating apps. And I'm like, girl, I feel you. It's terrible out here. It's the worst. So she meets this guy on a dating app and she was a little hesitant to meet him. They lived in different cities. They were supposed to get back or they were supposed to meet at some point. And finally he convinces her. He's like pursuing her. Let's meet in this city and let's get together. So they start this long distance relationship and she's like, everything is going so well. Like, I really like this guy. It goes on for a year. And then all of a sudden, she gets on one of those Are We Dating the Same Guy websites, which, by the way, I got kicked off of in Atlanta.
Why?
You're not supposed to mention it. So now I can talk about it without getting kicked off because I'm already kicked out. So she gets on one of those Are We Dating the Same Guy websites. And somebody else had posted his photo in the group saying, hey, by the way, like this guy is stepping out. So she's like, wait a second. He has multiple women, like it's not just me. And you're saying that he has a girlfriend, but you're also the girlfriend. So she talks about how she decided to stay with him. She's like, you know what? I got out of this relationship. He says that, you know, that it's a situation that he can't get out of. So they decide to stay together. So she moves forward with the relationship until the partner, the original girlfriend, finds out about their relationship. And I'm asking her because she had told me when she had gotten cheated on the first time before she got into this relationship, that she blamed the other woman more than anybody else. She didn't blame her husband. She didn't blame anybody else. She blamed the woman. And when the girlfriend of the guy she was now dating, the second guy, the exact same thing happened to her. The girlfriend was like, I'm going to call the cops on you. I'm going to find out where you work. I'm going to get you fired. And she's like, I was that woman 2, 3, 4 years ago blaming the woman that my husband cheated on me with. And it's like, I didn't owe you anything. Your boyfriend, my husband, was the one that made the commitment to me.
I feel like that's a coping mechanism in the moment because you don't want to believe your spouse would do something that heinous to you. So it's easier to blame somebody else and to have them be held accountable.
Yes. That's great. Thank you.
Exactly.
So finally, she gets to the point where she ends up deciding to leave the relationship. But I'm not going to reveal what got her there because, of course, you need to turn into the breakup breakdown on Bert's Pioneer Network.
But you're not allowed to do that. You can't call 911. Can't call the cops over at infidelity. Can
don't
you?
Do it.
No, you can't.
Nope. Ice cream, though.
Yeah. You can over ice cream.
And get ice cream the next day because you did it.
See?
That's what that kid learned. Whenever I call 911, I get ice cream.
I get what I want.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.